Yo, 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 this is I'll Bleed Blue Forever. Listen to my man, Everything NYG's podcast. Yo, great show, man. Love listening. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Great show. Great listen. Love listening. Keep it up on the Giants, players, free agency, cap space, whoever. Listen to my man, Everything NYG's. Great show, bro. Keep it up.
All right. What's going on, everyone? Rob or Everything NYG here. The first two episodes have done better than I could have ever expected. I really hope you guys are enjoying kind of the content here, and I'm trying to mix it up and bring people on and do different things and be as interactive as I can be. So I really do appreciate all of you tuning in. And for those of you that do enjoy it, thank you so much. And even if you don't, thank you for tuning in. The podcast will be on Apple within the next few days, which will be huge for the audience and for me and just for general. So I'm looking forward to that. But today I'm covering, I posted a tweet the other day asking for basically a mailbag for people to send me questions that they're curious about so I can interact with everyone. I'm going to name you off by name and your question, and I'm going to answer. This episode won't be as long as usual. Again, it's just me. But I hope this kind of allows you guys to feel more involved with me and get your questions answered directly. So with that being said, again, thank you for being here. And let's get right into it. If I botch your name, I apologize. I'm going to do my best not to do that, but I'm just warning you right now. So I think his name is Saqib Zaman. And he asked me, do you believe if Gettledick is fired, will the Giants bounce back quicker? You know, it really depends on how you view bouncing back. I mean, Gettledick is more of a guy that's going to be more traditional. He's not going to go after guys with a record of stealing a pack of bubblegum. So it really depends. I mean, you got to look at certain teams where it's worked for them and where it hasn't. You know, there's certain guys that were taken much later or even in, you know, other types of drafts or free agency because of their status of, you know, something being wrong. I mean, look at Dalvin Tomlinson. I know that was more of a previous era pick, but I'm just saying that's who the Giants are. And that's kind of when they hired Gettleman, they knew he'd be the same way. So if you want to get someone that's going to bring in young guys with maybe a little bit of a history, but are known for being a better player that tank in the draft, things like that, if you view that as a bounce back, yes, I definitely do think that if he was fired, they would bounce back quicker. But as a whole, with who the Giants are, it's unfortunate. It's just kind of the way they do things. It's the way they're always going to be. So even if it's Gettleman or someone else, they're not going to hire someone that doesn't follow their mentality. So with that being said, no, I think either it's Gettledick or anyone else, it's going to be kind of the same process. I don't really see a big difference. The biggest thing that could happen is if Joe Judge gets a huge pull on that front office, he could bounce back quicker, meaning the team will behind him. So that's the big kicker for me. It's not really the GM, unfortunately, in our situation. Janelle, she's been following me for a long time. I appreciate your support. She said, what position do you think will be the first choice for a player in free agency for the Giants with hashtag true blue and through? That is her thing. I love it. The biggest position and the first choice that they're going to probably inquire on is going to be Yannick Ngakoue. I see them going after him pretty hard. Depending on the situation, I think even if he gets tagged, they'll be the first ones that call about a trade. I know they have interest in him, and I know they have interest in Jadeveon Clowney. The first choice, if I had to pick someone that they will actually try to offer first, that will be a free agent no matter what, will be Jack Conklin. I saw a few takes the other day from a few people talking about how he's not that good and give Nick Gates a start. Look, Gates is, I'm all for giving guys a chance, but when we're in the situation we are, I'd rather have players that I know are going to come in and contribute instead of more trial runs. So I don't understand those takes. I think you should keep those ones to yourself, but I think the first choice for Gettleman and company will be Jack Conklin. I think that's who they'll inquire on first, and I think that's who the first contract will be offered to is Jack Conklin from Tennessee. Cam Ritz asked me, where should the Giants look for Saquon's backup? You know, personally, I think we already have him. I think Wayne Gallman is a very underrated player. I think he played pretty well when Saquon went out. And, you know, I think he's not going to get a contract extension. I don't see that happening. But I think we have pieces, you know what I mean? So I think they'll draft someone else maybe in the later rounds this year or next year to try to maybe add some competition. They've always been a team that likes to have competition, but I think they have him already, Cam. I don't really think that there's a reason to look elsewhere other than Wayne Gallman for now. great player, great guy. He kind of fits the mold of pass catcher and running back. He does it all for the most part. I don't really see a need to go elsewhere right now, personally. So if I had to pick and choose there, I'd say, roll with who we got. Roll with the blue blood. This isn't an actual name, but I'll say it. It's Apex Predator on Twitter. It's Apex Predator NY. Why do you think we need Clowney when he is always hurt and has not played a full season? And J.J. Watt was on Houston with him. He is not elite and just wants the cash. Houston saw that. Another question is, would either have linebacker? I don't really know what that one means, but what do I think we need Clowney? I don't think we specifically need Clowney. I think we specifically need a defensive end and a pass rush. So, that could be Dante Fowler. That could be Yannick Ngakoue. That could be Clowney. That could be anybody else you want to list off. For me, it's not about the specific name. It's more about kind of what's available. I mean, look at last year. I wish we had more money last year with the names that are there. Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. Those were the guys that were available. This year, Jadeveon Clowney is the top three big name in free agency for the position of need, and you overpay for what you need. And that's facts. I don't think I said this in an episode yesterday. I don't know if you tuned in. I appreciate it, like I said, but I was talking about Clowney and how I really don't want him, but I'm not going to complain if we get him. With Clowney, I agree. He is always hurt. J.J. Watt, I hear what you're saying, and he wants cash. I mean, don't we all? Throw me cash. But, I hear what you're saying, man. I hear what you're saying, but I think we do just need a pure pass rusher, and I think we need someone that can be groomed. And at his age, he's 26. He can still do that, man, 100%. He's still showing a lot of flashes. I don't really see the need to pay him the same money as Yannick or Dante Fowler, but I don't specifically think we need him, if that makes sense. We just need the position, and that's kind of what's available. Another question is, I think you're trying to say, would you rather have a linebacker or offensive tackle? I'd rather have a linebacker, personally. I don't even know where to go with this name. I'm just going to say the at. Joe201065 asked me, which guy do you want us to pick in the draft? Now, if we're talking about round one, and just in general, Isaiah Simmons. It's Isaiah Simmons all the way. No debate. It's not close. Isaiah Simmons is the guy to target. He's the best one there. In my opinion, he's a top three player in the draft, and he's a can't miss. You know what I mean? We've had so many years where we needed this linebacker, and this dude can do it all. And Judge, if you listen to his press conference at the combine, he claimed he wants players that are versatile and can change game in and game out, and everyone has a clean slate. Well, with Isaiah Simmons, if you want to throw him at free safety, he'll be just fine. You want to put him at linebacker, he'll be fine. Screw it. Put him at defensive end, man. Shit. He can do anything. That's your Swiss Army knife. That's the guy you want. It's like a Taysom Hill on defense. Very versatile. I mean, look what the Saints do with Taysom Hill. This is an example. John Lund asked me, do you think they will stay at four or trade out? I think they'll I'm going to give you two scenarios. If it goes like a lot of people are claiming, which is be crazy, but if it goes QB, 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 they'll stay 100%. Because then it's kind of in a situation where the top three are gone. I don't think anybody's going to be as aggressive to move up for Justin Herbert. But if it's kind of bouncing around, say we have, Joe Burrow, Chase Young, and then we're at three with Tua still there, and stuff like that. In that situation, they'll trade out because we'll have offers like crazy for Tua and, for whatever else, even Jordan Love at this point is how much he's shot up. So it depends on the draft flow, is that's what I'll tell you. But ultimately, I think they stay at four and pick Simmons. I really do think that. But the only way they don't is if it goes QB, QB, QB. So remember that. So we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be a situation like that. I mean, excuse me. The only way they, do trade out of it is if it goes, like I said, QB and then, so we'll see. I know that was a little bit confusing. Ultimately, what I'm trying to say, I'm confusing myself too, is it depends on the draft flow, man. Depends on the draft flow straight up. But that's really where it's going to be a big situation is if Tua's sitting there and a team really wants him, I think they'll trade out. If not, I think they'll take Simmons. There we go. That's better. Bang, bang. Shit. Victor Bethel asked me, what's your ideal realistic free agent signings this offseason? And how much do you think the XFL will factor in once the offseason's over? That's interesting. That's a good ass question, my man. I like that. My ideal realistic free agent signings, Jack Conklin, I'm going to put in there as realistic. And then I'll also throw in Dante Fowler. I'll throw those two in as realistic. And then I'll also throw in my sleeper of this offseason, Mike Hilton. I'd say any of those three are realistic. I'd say even all three are realistic. it would be a lot of money, but we have that money. So I'd say those three guys are the main names to watch going into free agency. And then also keep an eye on DeMarcus Robinson. Those four names, we'll get one of the four. I'm going to go out on a limb, archive it right now. We'll get one of those four. So those are my ideal signings, and those are realistic to me. I think we'll get one of those four. I think they'll also take a look at Graham Glasgow, the center from the Lions. We don't have a center. I think he would also be realistic and quite ideal. So, you know, and I love this, Victor. This is dope. How do you think the XFL will factor in once the season's over? The XFL has definitely caught my attention recently. You know, I wasn't huge into it, but I think, and I'm drawing a blank right now, the quarterback, I think he's with Houston. You guys are going to know who I'm talking about, the guy that plays like Lamar Jackson. That's the type of guy that, you know, you look at it and you got to ask. It's like, okay, you're in a situation where it's like, you know, you have a starting role in the XFL, but do you want to go be a backup in the NFL? Because realistically, in my opinion, a lot of these guys aren't going to be signed to go start. They'll be signed to be a backup. They'll make more than what they're making in the XFL, but they won't have as much firepower and starting ability. So, it kind of depends on what people are feeling. But I think 1,000%. I mean, if people are getting contracts out of other developmental leagues, the XFL has been a huge hit so far. I mean, look at the St. Louis team, man. It blew up. So, yeah, you'll see a lot of XFL players in the NFL. There's already, you know, Cameron Artis Payne. I can see him making a return back to the NFL, stuff like that. So I think they'll be a nice pair for some time to come, for sure. Good question. Really good question. I love this. Swag Jones, Swag D Jones 8. I like that shit. Who's the most likely non-pass rusher free agent to join the Giants? The most likely non-pass rusher. And this is a name that I forgot to mention earlier. I derped out two names, Corey Littleton, Joe Schobert. I'd say most likely I'm still going to roll with Jack Conklin. I really have a vibe on him. But if it's not Jack Conklin, I'd say Corey Littleton. I would say Corey Littleton. They're going to get one of these big name guys. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be someone, and then they'll sign a lot of smaller guys, but I promise you they're going to do something big. But if I had to pick, man, I'm just going to keep rolling it. Jack Conklin for your question. Swaggy Jones, Danny, love that fucker. Benji asked me, I say we let Evan Ingram play out his contract. Not going to get much in return now because of his last 2 years on IR. Facts. Might as well see what he can do under Kitchens and Garrett. What do you say? I agree, man. I don't understand why everyone's trying to unload Evan Ingram right now. I think everyone's just like horny for picks right now. I don't understand what's going on here. Why are you putting that much faith in Gettleman? That's your choice. But yeah, let him play out his contract. And if he has a great year after this, even a decent one, keep him and Caden Smith as a pair for a long time to come, man. I mean, look at for example, if you play Madden, you know, when you play Madden, you have tight end one, tight end two. And if you run certain formations, especially pistol, you have both on the field. And I abuse that shit. If they're, you know, corner route to one tight end, you got a slant on the other. That's what I'm trying to say. If they use this right, if Judge uses this right, Evan Ingram will be an absolute animal in this offense with Jason Garrett too. Shit, and Kitchens and the coaching, dude, this is a great staff for Evan Ingram to thrive. Now, if he doesn't, okay. I mean, I'm getting it. Let him walk. I understand. Especially if he's hurt again, then we're talking, but yeah, let him play out his contract this year. I see no reason to trade him. What are you going to get? A third? Are you going to get a player that's as good as him? What? Maybe 10%? Maybe. No, let him play out his contract. See what he can do. I love Evan Ingram as a player. I love him as a person. He could definitely be a captain on this team. He just needs to fix the injuries. I agree. But yeah, this staff, Jason Garrett, Freddie Kitchens, Joe Judge, if he's going to thrive, it's now. So good question. Let him play out his contract. I'm tired of that Evan Ingram shit, man. I don't know why everyone's trying to get rid of him. Nico Alsante. If I said that wrong, I'm sorry. In 3 to 5 years, do you see the NFC East back to the powerhouse they're supposed to be? Or times have changed? And now, how long until the Giants get back to the playoff football? Also, love your content. I've been following for years. I really appreciate that, Nico. I know that name. Like I always tell you guys, for the people that have been here a long time, I really do appreciate it. And I remember all of you, man. Understand that. I really do. So it means a lot. In 3 to 5 years, do you see the NFCs back to the powerhouse they're supposed to be? Yeah, I do. Because, within 3 to 5 years, the Giants should be good again. The Eagles have always been a good team for the most part, and they'll stay that way. The Cowboys are always very consistent as well. The Redskins, I don't know. I really don't know there. But as a whole, yeah, I see at least three of the teams competing year after year pretty soon. So, yeah, I definitely do. And I think the Giants, within 3 to 5 years, will definitely win the division at some point here. With Danny motherfucking Dotts, we're going to make it happen. So, he didn't come to the cookout yesterday. I don't know why. And how long? Oh, I basically said that. Yeah, within 3 to 5 years, he'll be back in the playoffs. Now, am I saying they're going to win a Super Bowl? No. Are they going to make it to the wild card? Yeah. Within 3 to 5 years, yeah. I'm very confident in that, man. We have the pieces. I mean, it's sad because this team outside of the defense is so good. This team is so good, man. I would go on a limb and say we have better offensive targets than like the Chiefs do. I mean, say what you want to that, but I mean, look at the running back. Look at the receivers we have. I mean, outside the quarterback, don't get me wrong. But as a whole, I mean, we really could have the best offense in the league. And I'm hoping Jason Garrett helps clean that up. Not really a question, but it's, I guess, Paul E. Roberts asked me earlier, are you on Apple yet? Great question. Not yet. I should be within about 3 to 4 days is what I was kind of told. I had to get everything approved. So whenever I am on Apple, man, for the guys, for everyone that's listening, I really would appreciate if you go on there, give me a good review, help me get up the rankings. That would be dope. You know, I appreciate you guys. And on that front, as far as the support, I just want to throw it out there real quick. I never ask anyone for anything in the years I've done this. I do this for myself. I love doing it. But there is something on this app called Listener Support where it's kind of like a Patreon. It's 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 once a month. And it goes directly into the podcast. So that's just for upgrades and, you know, for helping bring people on, stuff like that. So if you support it, if you support me, if, you know, you kind of follow the Twitter and this now, and you feel the need to even contribute $1 a month, man, it would mean the world. So thank you. I just wanted to plug that real quick. I promise you, I never asked for anything. But with that being said, I did want to say that. So thank you very much. I'm sorry to kind of throw that in your question, Paul, but I do appreciate the question. Kyle Hoos, I think, Hoos, how far off do you see this team being from solid contenders? It's honestly how far off is the defense from being solid contenders, if you ask me, because this offense is there. This offense can go win a playoff game right now, in my opinion. I mean, say whatever you want to say. That's my opinion. But how far off, man? I'd say solid, real contenders at least 3 years, because you got to clean up the offense, you know, once it kind of breaks down soon. Unfortunately, Sterling Shepard got a four-year deal. At the end of 3 years, you know, speaking in the future, his deal will be gone. It'll be 30, something like that, 29. So, I don't know. I'd say 3 years if I had to pick. I'd say 3 to 4 years, unfortunately. So buckle up. We got a while to go. Jay Clarky NYG asked, Schobert or Van Noy? That's not close for me. Schobert, 1,000%. Van Noy's a good player, and it's funny. He said go Giants earlier on a podcast when they were talking about Joe Judge. But, yeah, Schobert, 1,000%, man. Schobert is just – he's the younger option. He's the more versatile option. He's the better option as a whole. Van Noy's good, but again, I don't trust Patriots players, man, because they're all products of a system. For, you know, most of them, even Tom Brady, man, get mad at me. Tom Brady's a system player. So if he goes somewhere else, he's going to bust. I'm just telling y'all right now, quote that. So Joe Schobert, 1,000% for that reason, and just for the reason of who they are as a player, 1,000%. Rio Kasun said, sup, man, love your stuff. How raw and informed you are. I'm kind of the North Canadian version of you without the following in podcast. Appreciate that, man. America, though. Gettleman, he said his question is, Gettleman said he's open to change on how he manages. What do you foresee his biggest change will be and impact to the team going forward? Gettleman can suck one. He said that already. And then the other day, someone asked him how he feels about analytics, and he laughed at him. So what he did was kind of he saved his ass with his job. He kind of acted like he was willing to move forward with them and do all this shit. It's BS, man. Gettleman is just, he's honestly, I respect the guy. I appreciate what he does in the draft and things like that. But dude, that guy blows so much goddamn smoke. I don't even know. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but I'm telling you, he's not going to change how he manages. I think Joe Judge will kind of force himself in. But if I had to say foresee his biggest change will be in the impact going forward, the biggest change will be if he gets fired after this year. What is he going to change? You know what I mean? He's not going to change anything. He's going to stay the same. His analytics, he still thinks are a joke, which aren't at all. And, you know, thank God he wasn't able to hire the staff. At least there's that. But I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to kind of roast your question like that. It's not you, but he's not going to change shit. I'm just being straight up with you. Nothing's going to change. Outside of, I know that they're sending more people, more certain things to different events and, you know, stuff like that. Nothing's going to change. Jaden West asked me, how would you feel if Gettleman traded Slayton, oof, or made free agent moves like bringing back JPP. Well, if Gettleman trades Slayton, I'm going to put his head on a block and cut it. Slayton, there's no even fucking, dude, don't even start with me on that. If you trade Slayton, so if he trades him, I don't even know how to respond to that. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me to trade him for a cookie, a donut from Dunkin', and a third round pick, but no, hell no. I will snap with the rest of the team and fans. And if we made free agent moves like bringing back JPP, I've heard this one a lot. A lot of people have been saying that. I don't really feel the need to bring back Jason Pierre-Paul. I mean, I appreciate what he did for us. He's had a great year in Tampa. I know he loves it over there. He's from there. He can stay there or go somewhere else. I don't really feel the need to bring him back. I mean, I appreciate what he did, but we're not good enough to be like, oh, it's a reunion like Frank Gore to the 49ers. It's like, we need players that are going to contribute right away. And unfortunately, I just don't really think that's going to be him. So, especially at his age, he's what, 29, 30? Chef Dube, he's got a picture of Eli Manning. I'm surprised he likes me. Would you trade Evan Engram? Hell no. I kind of covered this one, but I'll talk about it again just to be careful. No, I would let him play out his contract. He's got Jason Garrett, Freddie Kitchens, Joe Judge. If he's going to thrive, it's going to be this year. If not, okay, and if he's hurt again, then we can talk, but hell no. Let him play out this year, 1,000%. And should the Giants sign back JPP to kind of piggyback what I just said? No, there's no reason to do that. Todd asked me, do you think Jason Garrett will be a good pickup for us? I do. I think Jason Garrett will be an incredible pickup for us. I think he was my main guy that I wanted for offensive coordinator. I was shocked when we actually did something right. Jason Garrett should – he's always had a very good offense, man. And he has familiarity here. And I think he'll be Gettleman's bitch, which they'll love. I think he'll be a great pickup. I think our offense will be 1,000 times better. And I think everyone will be properly utilized with him and Judge. I think that's going to be a really good pair. Problem is, if it is as good as I think it's going to be, Jason Garrett will get another head coach job next year. So take that with a grain of salt. Big Blue forever asked me, what are the most important holes the Giants need to fix in the draft and free agency? I say Simmons, but hey, I say Simmons too. The most important holes the Giants need to fix in the draft and free agency, though, kind of if I had to prioritize it, I would say defensive end, linebackers, offensive line, DB. And I think, in my opinion, for the most part, O-line is better to fix in the draft. For the most part. Don't get me wrong with Jack Conklin. But with players like DBs, linebackers, and defensive ends, for the most part, again, take it with a grain of salt, that's better in free agency. So Simmons, I want him – he would fill a huge hole at linebacker. But then think about it. What if we get Corey Littleton, too, and put those two together? So it's kind of like it's like building a puzzle, man. It's kind of – you know, you have to know what you want in the draft when you're in free agency. So to me, it's kind of the most important holes are really anything involving the defense. The offense, for the most part, is straight outside of the O-line. The defense, we need DBs, we need defensive ends, we need linebackers, all of it. So if that makes sense, I hope that helps. But defensive end, to me, is the biggest position. Easy Now, what is the name of your podcast? Everything About Jews Madness. And it is not on Apple yet, but it will be. This is the last question. Actually, no, I have one other one that I had to find. But if you've listened this far, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I'm going to start bringing it in here. But we got to start at the beginning of every episode. Got to crack a beer, man. If you're cracking a beer and listening to it with me, send me a screenshot on Twitter. And I will definitely retweet it. But Joseph J. Flynn said, chicken versus egg. Will NYG decide on a D scheme 3-4-4-3 and then draft players that fit? Or will they draft the best player available and build the D around them? Giants changed a 4-3 D to 3-4 to fit. It's a little tough to answer, just the wording. But no, I don't think they're going to draft based off scheme. I think they're going to draft. I hope this answered your question. I think they're going to draft the best player available straight up, just 1,000%. Just kind of at that point, just keep it the way it is. I don't see them doing anything outside of that. Just best player available for them. And then the last question is going to be, I didn't forget about you, Joey. Joey Hall, he's a listener from the UK. I really appreciate it. By the way, all the international listeners, I'm amazing. It's amazing how many I have on here. I even got people from Hong Kong. Thank you so much. But Joey Hall said, everything in YG, I'm coming around to the idea that the best move for us would be to trade down to 5 or 6, pick up a second or third round and take an offensive tackle in the first round. Use the second and third rounds to find the defense. What do you think about that? To me, I respectfully have to disagree with you, Joey. I think the best move for us would be to take Isaiah Simmons in the first round and take offensive line in the second round. Now, if we're trading back, I still would take, for the most part, I wouldn't go offensive line in the first round. I would pick another star caliber type player in the first round and then just use those extra picks to find more offensive linemen. I see where you're coming from. I definitely respect where you're coming from. But no, I would take Isaiah Simmons before I trade back for an offensive tackle and pick up extra second and third. So the offensive line class is pretty good in this draft. I mean, it's definitely not one to write home about, but it's pretty good. So I get it. I really do. And I think you're onto something here. But for me, Isaiah Simmons is a can't miss prospect. It was kind of like Saquon Barkley. It's kind of, even if you can trade back, if the offers are that great, are you going to miss out on a superstar caliber player? Nah. So Isaiah Simmons is that guy. But that's all the questions I have, man. I'm surprised it lasted 25 minutes. If you lasted throughout this entire thing, or even if you just clicked on it, man, it means the world. Thank you so much. I really hope you guys are enjoying it, man. I'm doing my best to make this as good as I can. I have Pro Football Focus hopefully coming on tomorrow, and stuff like that, man. So I really hope you guys are enjoying it. If you do, there's a little clap button. Just hit that for me on Anchor if you're listening to it. It helps me build up in the rankings. I'll let you guys know when it's on Apple. And like I said, the listener support thing is there if you're really feeling that. But as a whole, thank you guys so much for following me on Twitter. Thank you so much for following me onto here too. I love and fuck with all of you. And you already know how it is, man. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. You know where to find me. This is Rob signing out. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you. This is a question that I missed, and you guys know that I try to involve everyone I can. So shout out to TCO Crispy for hitting me up in the DMs. I didn't see his tweet. His question was, if the Giants trade back, what is the latest pick you think Isaiah Simmons will still be available on the board? Also, what scenarios do you think is worth trading back for if the Giants do decide to trade the fourth pick? Huge shout out to you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. First off, I really appreciate it, man. If the Giants were to trade back, will Simmons still be on the board? He won't be available past eight. And that's going to depend on teams if they want to trade up or just in general. I mean, there's a lot of quarterback needy teams after us, but as a whole, I'm telling you, nobody is going to be willing to pass on him after eight. So if we don't pick him at four, if we do trade back, it's going to have to be no later than that eighth pick. What scenarios do you think is worth trading back for if the Giants do decide to trade back? To pass on Isaiah Simmons, man, I don't see any scenario being worth it unless you're getting one of these top receivers like Jerry Jeudy or Henry Ruggs or one of them. So for me, it's kind of there's no scenario that's worth it. I mean, if we're picking up maybe two twos, two threes, something crazy, okay, trade back maybe two picks for a quarterback needy team. Maybe at six, he'd still be there. But as a whole, nothing's worth it to trade back. So I don't really think of anything being worth it because we're not going to get a first round pick to move out of four. So Isaiah Simmons is a can't miss player. He's just like Saquon Barkley. So I hope that can answer your question the best I could. As a whole, man, like I said, you take Isaiah Simmons at four. You don't move back. You don't move up. You stay where you are. He'll fall in your lap. So, like I said, I apologize for missing you. I appreciate the support. I hope I could help you out. Thank you for listening. And that's about it on that one.